Title: Amen Ableton Live 12 Percussion Layer Lab with Crisp Transients and Dusty Mids Advanced. Alright, let's build a modern drum and bass Amen system in Ableton Live 12 that hits with clean, controlled transients up front, but still has that dusty midrange grit that makes the groove feel alive. This is not how to EQ an Amen. This is an arrangement-friendly layer setup where each layer has a job, and you can automate those jobs through an intro, a drop, a switch, and a breakdown without the break falling apart. Set your tempo to the DNB pocket, 172 to 176. I'll sit at 174. And we're doing this in arrangement view, because I want you thinking like you're writing a record, not looping a demo forever. First, create a group track. Name it Amen Bus. Inside it, make four audio tracks. Amen Attack, Amen Dust, Amen Clean, and Amen AIR. Air is optional, but trust me, it's one of the easiest ways to make transitions feel expensive. Now drop your Amen Break onto Amen Clean. Turn Warp on. For Warp mode, Beats is usually the move for chopped, controlled drum and bass breaks. Complex Pro is only if you absolutely need tone preservation, and most of the time it just softens the bite in a way you don't want. Make it a classic two-bar loop. And here's a big mindset piece. Don't warp marker every transient to the grid. Jungle and DNB breaks have swing and attitude. Use warp markers sparingly. If one snare is late in a cool way, let it be late in a cool way. Before you touch any processing, gain stage the clip. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB. That headroom is what lets your transient shaping and saturation sound crisp instead of crunchy and flattened. Now, extra coach note before we start duplicating tracks, pick an anchor transient. Zoom in and choose the one hit everything else will align to. Most of the time it's the main snare on beat 2, or the first really strong snare in the 2-bar loop. You're going to nudge layers to that anchor, not force the whole break to be perfect. If your snares don't line up across layers, the roll will feel wrong even if the meters look tight. Cool. Now duplicate Amen Clean to Amen Attack. The attack layer's mission is simple. Sharp hits. Minimal mid smear, controlled tails. This is where modern punch lives. On Amen Attack, start with EQ8. High pass at around 160 to 220 HE. Steep, like 24 dB per octave. We're keeping low end out because your bass owns the subs and low mids in DNB. Then dip a couple dB around 350 to 500 HE to lose that boxy cardboard area. And if you need snap, a small lift around 3 to 6 kHz. Next, drum bus. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6, and transients up in the plus 10 to plus 25 range. Boom is off. We are not faking low end into a break that's going to fight the bass. Use damp so the top doesn't turn into sandpaper. Then a saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Light drive, like 1 to 4 dB, and soft clip on. If you're pushing transients hard, you can put a limiter at the end as a safety with a ceiling around minus 0.8 dB, but don't use a limiter as permission to go wild. It's just a seatbelt. One key teacher warning here, if your hat starts sounding like needles, that's usually too much transient boost. Back down drum bus transients, and do your clarity with EQ and layering instead. Crisp is not the same as painful. Now duplicate Amen Clean again to Amen Dust. This dust layer is the soul. It's the tape dust, the old sampler midrange, the human moving air inside the loop. But it has to sit behind the attack, not compete with it. Start with EQ8. High pass higher than you think. 250 to 350 Hz, steep, then low pass around 7 to 10 kHz, maybe 12 dB per octave. We're band limiting on purpose, optional but powerful. A small boost, like 2 dB, somewhere between 900 Hz and 1.8 kHz. That's the character zone. Now bring in Roar Live 12 Distortion Beast, but we're using it like a tone engine, not like a chainsaw. Start with tape or tube. Drive around 10 to 25%. Keep the tone slightly dark. And set the mix somewhere around 40 to 70%. The point is to add density and movement without turning the loop into a square wave. After Roar, add Redux for subtle sampler crust. Start at 12 it. Sample rate around 14 to 22 kHz. Dry slash wet 10 to 30%. You want texture, not destruction. Then auto filter for motion. Low pass 12 mode and automate cutoff between roughly 2 and 8 kHz depending on the section. In darker parts of the arrangement, you'll ride it lower. In a lift or a switch, you'll open it up. Why does this work? Because we're making the dust layer intentionally limited and dirty, so it can push groove and emotion without stealing the front edge from the attack layer. Now let's treat Amen Clean like the glue layer. This is the quiet continuity track that stops your stack from sounding like it's only edges plus fuzz. On Amen Clean, EQ8 with a high pass around 120 to 180 HE depending on vibe. If it's too bright, a gentle shelf down 1 to 3 dB above 8K HC, then a compressor, nothing crazy. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This is control, not punishment. Now, optional. Amen Air. Duplicate the source again onto Amen AIR. This layer is basically hype and space, but controlled. Think fills, pre-drop lifts, the last 8 bars of a 32, those whoa it just got wider moments. EQ8 first. High pass at 2 to 4 KHC. Only the top lives here. Then a gate to chop tails and to emphasize hats. Fast attack. Short release. Tune it until it feels rhythmic rather than glitchy. Then hybrid reverb. Outer rhythmic mode. Short decay. Like 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass inside the reverb around 2 to 4 KHC so the space stays light. Keep wet low. 5 to 15%. Then utility to widen, maybe 120 to 160%. But check mono, always. Wide breaks can smear your groove if you go too far. Now before we process the group, do a quick alignment and phase sanity check. First, zoom in on that anchor snare and nudge layers by a couple milliseconds if needed so the main snare transient lines up across attack, dust, and clean. Don't obsess over microscopic perfection. But do make sure the hit feels like one hit, not three slightly late hits. Then check polarity and phase like a mix engineer. Even with high passing, the 150 to 400 HC zone can cancel and make the break feel hollow. Solo Amen Clean and Amen Dust together. Then on one track drop a utility and flip phase invert left and right briefly. Choose the setting that gives more chest and less papery snare. You're not chasing louder. You're chasing more solid. Alright, now group bus processing on Amen Bus. Lightly. Your layers are doing the work. Start with glue compressor. Attack 3 or 10 milliseconds. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Optional soft clip on if it helps the bus feel contained. Then EQ8 for micro corrections. If it's harsh, dip 1 to 2 dB around 3 to 5 kHz. If it's dull, a tiny shelf up around 10 kHz. Tiny. This isn't mastering. Optional saturator, very light. 0.5 to 2 dB drive, soft clip on. And one more pro-level monitoring idea. Don't just watch peaks. Watch how the dynamics feel. The crest factor vibe. Your attack layer should add punch and definition without making the entire bus equally spiky. If everything gets spikier, you're not adding attack, you're just turning the break into brittle noise. Now we arrange. Because the whole point is that you can automate rolls like a drum machine. Here's a practical 64-bar drop map. Bars 1 to 16, drop A, full stack, attack, dust, clean, AIR is off or barely there. Add a tiny micro cut every 4 bars, like a 1/16 cut on the last snare. That's classic tension. It's small, but it makes the loop feel like it's talking. Bars 17 to 32, variation. Keep attack constant. Now automate dust. Filter it slightly darker over 8 bars, then open it back up. You're creating a slow breath. At bar 32, do one signature fill. A classic is snare, snare, then a kick stutter. Keep it rhythmic, not random. Bars 33 to 48, drop B switch. The mistake here is thinking switch means more processing. It often means different cadence. Do 2 to 4 edits. Twop one kick placement. Repeat a ghost note slice. Add tiny reverse into a snare. A quick method. Duplicate a small tail region, consolidate it, reverse it, and fade it in so it sucks you into the hit. For the first 4 bars of B, turn up the AIR layer, then fade it back. That gives the listener the feeling of a new chapter without you rewriting the whole beat. Bars 49 to 64, final drive. Pull the dust level down 1 to 2 dB. That sounds backwards, but it makes the groove feel faster and more forward because the transient information becomes dominant. Automate a small increase in attack transients. Not a jump scare, just a nudge. Then at bar 64, do a hard stop or tip stop style cut into your breakdown. You can literally edit the audio, leave a short reverb tail, and let the silence punch. Automation lanes to prioritize. Amen dust filter cutoff. Amen attack drum bus transients. Amen bus glue threshold with tiny moves. And Amen AIR volume for energy control. Now bass relationship. This is non-negotiable in DNB. Your bass owns roughly 30 to 120 HC. Your Amen layers are typically high-passed somewhere between 120 and 250 depending on vibe. If your bass feels masked, you usually don't need to turn the bass up. You dip some 200 to 400 Hz on dust or clean, just a little, and suddenly the low end speaks. If you sidechain, keep it gentle. Put a compressor on a min bus keyed from the kick or a ghost kick. Ratio 2:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 50 to 120 ms, and only 1 to 3 dB of reduction. You want the roll to breathe, not duck like EDM. Advanced extras, if you want to push it further. 1. The transient layer does not have to be the same amen. If your amen is soft, don't brute force transients until it clicks. You can use a different break or even a hat loop as your attack donor. Then match the groove by nudging to the anchor snare. Your system still behaves like an amen, but with a more reliable front edge. 2. Resample to lock the vibe. Once attack or dust sounds right, freeze and flatten, or record them to new audio tracks. This prevents endless tweaking and lets you chop aggressively without your tone shifting later. 3. Make two dust personalities. Dust is warmer and smoother, darker, less fizz. Dust bead is raspier, more forward, maybe more 1 kHz bite, or even a touch more aliasing. Switch between them in drop A and drop B. That's a switch identity that isn't just louder. 4. Try a pre-switch hat tax. 4 to 8 bars before a switch. Remove hats without removing energy. Fade down IR and any hat heavy layer, but keep the mid-focused groove alive. The listener feels tension because something is missing, and the switch hits harder. 5. Momentary aliasing as ear candy. Automate redux sample rate down further for the last half bar before a fill, then snap it back right on the drop. It sounds like the break overloaded for a split second. And indeed NB, that kind of damage reads as excitement. Now, quick mini exercise to make this readable.